Hello?
Hello, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make it as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Right, and just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Here are the options. White, Caucasian, African American, Black, mixed race with Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race.
African American.
Okay, and what is your age?
60.
You. All right, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, 100% chance I'm going to vote.
Excuse me?
I'm going to vote.
You'll definitely vote, probably vote,
definitely
will
vote.
Not
definitely
vote.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. And please raise your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from between 0 and 10.
10.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
All right. And is that somewhat approved?
I approve.
Okay, but is that a strongly approved or
yes,
somewhat approved doing this president?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to railings towards some people and organizations using a 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person over, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Hello?
Come here.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, And, well, the first one is Kamala Harris. How would you rate it? Would you like me to read you the question again?
No, you said how would I feel about her. You said if I feel strongly about her, that's 100. That's hot or something, and then 0 is cold, correct?
Yeah, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards assumptions using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. Feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So, the first one was Kamala Harris.
I said 100.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Excuse me, you said 0?
0.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
100.
Hello?
I'm here. How many more questions you got? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the next one is the Democratic Party.
I said 100.
Okay, so the next one is the Republican Party.
0.
Hello?
Yeah, I said 0.
The next one is Tammy Baldwin.
50.
Next one is Project 2025.
Yeah.
Could you please repeat that?
0.
Okay. And J.D. Vance.
0.
And the last one, Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're on, please say so.
Well, to be honest, if Kennedy was running, I would vote for him. But since he's not running, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris.
All right. Could you please repeat your choice?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very common reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement says, this November we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about, this is about moving away from the past and new, more representative leaders focus on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means that you turn on your direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change.